say the least. And one musician that I honestly don't know if we've ever featured. So anyways, Olivia wanted to hear Australian alternative singer-songwriter Julia Jacklin, but also put a request in for indie singer-songwriter Faye Webster. Loved both of those requests. Very easy for me to manage and get on the program. So let's start the second hour off there. It's right now from Julia Jacklin's newest album, music from Julia Jacklin. Again, Olivia, thanks for the request. They are great requests.
Closed, I felt pretty in the shoes and the dress, confused by the rest. Could he hear me? Lydia wears a cross, says she's never gonna take it off. We sit back to back, listening to Jesus Christ, superstar soundtrack. Be a believer if it was all just song and dance. I'd be a believer if I thought we had a chance. Eyes to the board, thoughts to our Lord. We were praying for Princess Diana. A child in a leotard beneath a technicolor dream coat. I'd be a believer if it was all just song and dance. I'd be a believer if I thought we had a chance. Thank you. to show my dad, 'cause you're always cussing.
three musicians right there, each in need of some girly, so groovy radio love. We just heard music from British queer indie rock singer-songwriter Marika Hackman with her song Boyfriend. That goes back a few years now from her 2017 sophomore album, I'm Not Your Man. Before Marika Hackman, it was not one but two requests from Olivia, who listens to Girly So Groovy in Nanaimo, British Columbia. She wanted to hear singer-songwriter Faye Webster, so I pulled out Cheers from Faye Webster's album, I Know I'm Funny, haha. And she also, Olivia also wanted a request for Julia Jacklin. Now, Julia Jacklin just released her third album just last year. The new album is called Pre-Pleasure. We heard the opening song from that album, Lydia Wears a Cross. Right now, it is music. So sometimes this is what happens with programming here on Girly So Groovy. Discover new music, fall in love with that album. You know, I tell you this many times, this is not a flash in a pan kind of singles type of show. So we will keep featuring that album for a number of months here on the program. And then all of a sudden it runs out of steam, goes on the shelf, kind of forget about it. And every now and then I think, oh, I want to pull that out again. I loved it. How did I forget about it? Such is the case. This is where I'm going. Portland, Oregon, alternative singer-songwriter Maria May. I think it was 2020, in fact, when we did our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums that Maria May found her way into the list. She is a quirky independent artist in the way that you want independent artists to be, quirky and wonderfully weird. Here is Maria May right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Bye.
iconic Irish singer-songwriter, Sinead O'Connor right there. Now, let me tell you this. The song is called Heroin. It's from the soundtrack to the movie Captive. This is where I'm going to become a music nerd, and I'm going to talk to you, the music nerd. And if you're not a music nerd, you might want to just daydream for a couple minutes here, but this is just a music nerd kind of trivia fact. So that song we just heard comes from a soundtrack to a 1986 Anglo-French film called Captive. Actually, the entire album was done by The Edge from the band U2, guitarist to the band U2. It's the only solo album that The Edge, guitarist of U2, has ever made. In fact, it's the only solo album by one of the members of U2. And what's interesting, at the time when The Edge approached the director about doing the soundtrack, he also wanted to bring in the voice of a young singer just beginning to appear on the Dublin scene to provide vocals for the main theme. And this happened to be Sinead O'Connor. When Sinead O'Connor recorded the vocals for this track, it was just as she was also recording her debut album. So her voice sounds really young here for a reason. It's some of the earliest recordings of Sinead O'Connor before she blew up to become the Sinead O'Connor we know. So that's that. That is your music history trivia for the day. We can take our nerd caps off and talk about what came before Sinead O'Connor. This in the middle is new music that I'm absolutely loving. Lael Neal is an alternative artist who embraces lo-fi sounds. In fact, on her latest third album, Star Eater's Delight, it was created in a way that intentionally avoided digital recording methods. The result sounds like a dream world AM radio playing the most demented girl group that never was. I feel like it was made in the face of artificial intelligence, and I love that there is nothing really digital about it. The song we heard actually from Lael Neal is the song is called Must Be Tears from the new album Star Eater's Delight. And starting the set off, it is music from Portland, Oregon, alternative artist Maria May from her album Kiki and Mel's Drive Time Circus. We heard the song Sold It. Still to come in the next 30 minutes of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Little Scream, music on the way from Martha Wainwright. But up next, another singer-songwriter who's just not received Girly So Groovy radio love in a matter of years, I would say. I'm talking about singer-songwriter Haley Bonar. She's up next with a cute little nugget of a gem here on Girly So Groovy.
Goes without to say that you don't really know what you're paying for. It's in